We did Sif Beis. We did not finish Mishnah Berurah and Sif Beis. Only Mishnah Berurah. So cut the dalet. So we said that it's going to be this issur of having the guy do the work. B'mechuber applies even chus l'tchum. So as opposed to on Shabbos or Yom Tov, where chus l'tchum is mutter because it's kablonis, so really makes it into mutter. The issur is really is based on the maris ayin. The maris ayin is because the goy people will see, but nobody's going to see since it's chus l'tchum. But since on Chol HaMoed, we don't have the limitation of tchum, so people could see. So they're going to see him doing it. They're going to think he's doing it b'shlichus Yisrael. Mashenkin b'shabbos hayom tov, people don't travel chus l'tchum. Okay. Now, however, in a situation where it's betolush, melacha which is tolush, so which can be done, therefore, in the house of any Yehudi, so that's mutter. So that's mutter to do. Now, betolush, Mishnah Berurah says, upamim yitzura heter apim mechuber. There are cases where mechuber would be mutter. Kigoyin, what's the example? Shanosan le'sodah barisis, he gave him a field as a sharecropper. So the goy is a sharecropper for the Jew. The hanu lemechs l'shish l'rviya. And the regiment, he gets let's say a half or a third or a quarter of the produce goes to the sharecropper. He works the field and the profits go to the owner and he gets a portion. That's what we call a sharecropper. So mutalanich olasis b'moyed. He's allowed to do work on the chol hamoed. The obed adaita denav shei. He's doing it for his own personal benefit. Normally we have a maris ayin issue. People will say he's doing it as a paid worker. People are not afraid of people that he's a day worker. So the halacha says that standard way of having a person work in a field was sharecropping. That was a very standard way. So therefore, people will assume that's what happened, and that's why it's mutter to do. Now, even though there are other workers helping the sharecropper, and the other workers are Bnei Beis Hashem Yisrael, they're the servants of the Jew's house. But since the Jew is not paying them for that work, so they're not arisus, they're working for the Jew. It says, but he's not paying them for him, so they're not working for him. So they're being paid by the sharecropper or whatever. That's the sharecropper's arrangement to them, so that's not his responsibility. So if you want to give a case of a goy, vov, you want to give him work to do betolush, and he'll do it privately in the house. In his own house, that's mutter. The kavanas last says the b'sef beisa. Remember the b'zeh su loy osi lidei chashad umutter kivin shuba kablonis. So make it it's mutter because of kablonis. The only problem is people will not know that. So we said chazal loy osi. In case that people will see that, in case that people will not see that, there's no reason why we have to be concerned about it. And again, but if it's something which is obvious that it belongs to a Jew, you want to give your car to the mechanic. We said yesterday you want to give your car to the mechanic. That's not a problem. And if it says in the back of the license plate says Bitochen, right? So you can tell it's a Jewish car. So that's more of a problem. Or maybe by now my car is nicker to everybody because of the dimples in the back or something like that. Okay, Gimel. Mutter liten le'ene Yehudi malocha b'kablonis, or says Saba in the back.
I was waiting for that. I'm surprised it didn't come yet.
Or Safta, yeah. Mutter liten le'ene Yehudi malocha b'kablonis. You're allowed to give to a goy malocha to do either as a contractor b'kablonis, or b'skir yom, or as a day worker. You're giving to him an chol hamoed ubelvad shi'aseno achar hamoed. The arrangement is that you're making an arrangement for the work to be done after the moed. So there's no work being done in the mut during chol hamoed. Okay. But the arrangements are requiring now that he's doing some measuring, etc., that should be done in a way that's not the normal week fashion of doing it. So there's... okay. Hagor, vaf im yasef ein yehudi achakach malocha, and now if the goy then decides to do the malocha on chol hamoed, against what your arrangement was, he says, you know, I don't want to wait till after, I'd rather do it now. Right? But that's his decision. However, his theme are lasso sa achar hamoed. You arrange with him, you should do it afterwards. He's not listening to you, but in that respect, he's not working for you, because your arrangement was for him to work after the moed. So when he does that before that, that's not called working for you. Now there is cases where, if that happens on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if you arrange like that, if you see him, you're mechuyav to stop him. But on chol hamoed, we're being meikel. Okay, Zion. So this halach you're allowed to give to a goy to work for after Yom Tov is over. But who within the Israel shor litin? You're allowed to give. The truth is, this could take place. You have a conversation with a Jew on chol hamoed to arrange with him to hire him to do something for you after the Yom Tov also is mutter. So why is it discussed a goy? Not because the heter is built on a goy. The chiddush over here is when the goy later on is doing the work and not listening to you. Right, that there's no issue besides that. That's relevant by the goy, but the Jew, hopefully, he won't be doing the malacha. I mean, nowadays you'd have a problem. You'd have to be concerned about that. But Medina, the time of most Jews were keeping halacha, so that wasn't an issue. Menachem Nachri, the Lord name of the Nachri, bevada liyakayim v'yaseh b'moyed. Maybe we should argue that you know that the goy is not going to listen to you, and therefore the whole thing becomes undermined halachically and it's not acceptable. The Chiddush says, no, that's not true. You're allowed to, you made arrangements, and you're allowed to assume he's going to do that, and then if he does, that's not your responsibility. That's the Chiddush of the goy. She has said he's going to do it after the moed. Pir she'er mal behed du she has said on acher moed. It's not enough that you say, you want to, it's due by this date. Over here, it's specific. You say, listen, don't do it now. Do it after the Yom Tov is over. I don't want you to start the work until X. So you told him explicitly, don't do the work on Yom Tov. Chol hamoed on Yom Tov. You can't measure it, weigh it, and count it in the weekday fashion. The Yishkol Kogon Shanoisin mit matva l'arigas beged. If they're giving over material, matva, which is something which is not material, thread, which they use to weave a garment, you're giving him the thread which you made, so they would give it over by weight normally. So you don't do that. Or count. Vim kain. So the Mishnah Yud, Kishanoisin Caleb Lakabis Akum, Lakabis Akra Moyed, Lo Yimno Isam. So I'm allowed to go to a non-Jewish washerman or washerwoman and give them the laundry on Chol Hamoed with the arrangement that they should clean it and wash it after the Yom. Now how you want to, usually what they would do is they would count in the amount of items they're giving in. This way they would make sure they get the right amount of items back. Right? Or they would weigh it, whatever. They would do some type of way to verify what you're going in, so you should be able to claim what you're supposed to get back afterwards. So over here, you can't do that. Menira the Bashil Zen Nogu Harlem Shalit in the Kerbis Akum Bechalamoid, Cloud, and they shall also leave noise. So, Willow Minion, Enomaminoi. So this has now become the source of the fact that the standard is not to do this. So what? If it's a fair shit, then it's mutter. Why are we not doing it? The answer is because you can't count. And what Jew is going to trust the goy if he didn't count it beforehand? With dog on revolver, cost of the clip hishton, mutter litan on the shechabis akra moyed. And v'afli noisim. So the Gemara Baba says we could argue that clay pesha, which we saw before, that could be mikra din, it's mutter for the Jew to clean them during chol hamoed. So if I'm not allowed to do it myself, there's always giving it to a goy, so I don't have to do a shinui, so I can count them. So giving clay peshtun, garments made out of linen, to the goy, which Mikra, than we said before, a Jew could do themselves, so then you're allowed to give it to the goy with a minyan. The rabbi says no, that we don't. The issur of minyan still applies. Which has a tchak, yesh lismachul hakel. Case of necessity, we rely on the dagamabav is the nader bihuda. So it's nader bihuda, it's not like it's not a pushover of a paisik. So in case you're, so you can be makel. And then the Sharatzin in Sivkot Neches points out the reason why it's mutter is because Iker din klipishin are really meeker than a mutter. To do on Cholam Moed, it's only a minig to mak, we're not to do Kli Pishtun. So if it's only a minig, so then you're not going to ask for giving it to the goy b'minyan, so much meeker than really is mutter. Okay.
Concerning the counting, would it be mutter to stand there while the goy
If that would be standard to do, they're probably not. Because that's that you're still doing the arrangement in a way which is the regular weekday.
What are you getting out of giving this to the goy now when he's not going to do it till after Yom Tov?
What do you gain?
Yeah.
Probably you gain either time or you gain that you're on his schedule. You know, that come after Yom Tov together with 97 other Jews, so you get I'll get to your stuff 3 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Give it to Cholam Moed, so. I beat the rush. Until everybody else realizes you're allowed to give a cholamoy, then okay, but until then, at least I'm ahead of the game. So if you gave it to the goy and you told him specifically, do not do it on cholamoy or Yom Tov, wait till afterwards, then even if he doesn't listen to you, he does it on afterwards, see, he's not working for you.
He does it on cholamoy.
So, Shari, Pirish, Ain Sarklim Chesbiyadus. It means you're not mechuyev to protest and stop him. Now, the mission. This is talking about the case where it was bekablonis. So mikra din kablonis is mutter. That the guy's not working for you. So, so a case where you gave it to bekablonis. So the mechaber started off like this. He started off with you can give it to any yehudi malach bekablonis or b'skiriyim. They should do it after the night. So that's true. Whether it's arranged under kabbalas or skriyoyim, that's but that what Ramos says. If later on the goy doesn't listen to you, since you made it tonight, so that's only going back in the case of kabbalas because the mishaber before. Said in the case of skriyoyim, you have to stop him. Where is it here? It's in Tafkuf Lamed Zion. He says, in a case where the goy is doing malacha gemura, Mishay Yisrael is also. He says, "Valoy the Sarklim Chesbiyad." He brings you mechuyev b'shoshu, or you mechuyev to stop him. In a case where he's a schir yom. So over here in the Mishnah Dirsha, they send you back to that Mishnah Berurah. Within the Mishnah Berurah said that case of Malacha Gemur, you'd be mechuyev to actually stop him. I'm sorry, what's he? In the case of a Skir Yom. Malacha Gemur. Not, but in the case of Kablonis, that's what the Ramah over here is saying, but that you're not mechuyev to stop. So in the case of Kablonis, that you're not mechuyev to stop. Take a look at the Bir Lacha. She said, "Lacha Ramoyed." So the Mishabura said, "I'm Mishabura Perisha Yermer Loy." It's not. In other words, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch was you're arranging with him that he should do it then. Mishnah Berurah adds that you arrange with him, he can only do it then, he cannot do it now. That he, you're being explicit, don't start now. As opposed to saying, listen, I'm hiring you for then, you know, and then I didn't discuss before yes or no. But, I mean, I met my obligation. I said, I'm hiring you for then. So, no, Mishnah Berurah said, no, you have to tell him explicitly, not now, then. We'll meet again in Rome. You have to explicitly say he should not do it during the Moed. According to Rabbi, you do not need to say that. As long as you make up with that you're hiring him for after the Moed, even though you didn't say explicitly not now, that's okay. Now, Masha Machalik Mizem, Masha Omer Posekim or Lishba, is the Hoch of Kilt Fay, Mine Ritua Yir of the Sorla Hepuch. Okay, so what's that talking about? There's a lot like this. There's the din of a person going onto a ship. Being Mafla Vesvina before Shabbos. So you have to make arrangements. The correct way to do it is you should arrange with the person in charge of the ship that they shouldn't do malach on Shabbos, unless it's, you know, kuch nefesh, obviously, but you shouldn't do malach on Shabbos. Then if he does, then if you arrange like that, if he does malach afterwards, it's not your responsibility. So over there, you have to specifically tell him not to do on Shabbos. So the parallel over here is you have to tell him not to do on Chol HaMoed. So the Rebbe says, no, that over here is Kil Tfei. Because here it's Chol HaMoed, that was Shabbos. So by Shabbos, yes, the only way you can make that arrangement is by telling him, don't do on Shabbos. Over here, that's not necessary because Chol HaMoed is less stringent. So all you have to do is arrange them, do after the Moed. You don't have to say, don't do on the Moed. He says, if you look at the Ritva says the opposite. We're saying that case is a more chomerdik case. So that's because you're dealing with Malach on Shabbos, that's why we're machmer, but over here we're more lenient. If you look at the Ritva, the Ritva says the opposite. Ritva argues like this. Over there, the pshat is, the goy owns a ship. It's his ship. He can do whatever he wants with the ship. But there's a halacha, if you join him, right? He shouldn't be doing malacha for you because the ma'aseh wants you there. He's doing malacha for you. So, with you arranging not to work on Shabbos, you've removed that from the arrangement, and then whatever he does afterwards, he's taking care of his own ship. That's much more lenient when you're starting with the case which is his ship than our case over here, which it's your item, which the person is doing for you. So you're telling that the case over there of the ship is more machmer because it's dealing with Shabbos. Yes, but the case over there was his ship. So that's more lenient, Ritva says, than the case of Chol HaMoed, where even though it's only Chol HaMoed, but it's your item. So that argument doesn't necessarily work backwards. So that's the interesting point on that they point out over there. Okay, Zotim Mechaber Siman Tovkuf Mandal Din Tzarchei Rabban B'Chol HaMoed. So we didn't really discuss Tzarchei Rabban before. So our term, which we've discussed until now, have been the Heter of Davar Oved, the Heter of Tzarchei HaMoed, and we differentiate between Tzarchei HaMoed for Achila purposes, which even Ma'is Uman is Mutter, Tzarchei HaMoed for non-Achila purposes, Ma'is Uman is also Ma'is Hedjet is Mutter. You have a poil, shein lama yoichel, you have a person who doesn't have what to eat. So all those retarim in doing malach on Chol HaMoed. There's another heter which is called tzarchei rabban. So zot mechaber tzarchei rabban mutar la'asosim b'Chol HaMoed. So someone is a tzarch of the rabban, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. And that's what even we'll see in Mishnah Berurah, even a ma'aseh uman is mutar. And what we'll see is even more interesting over here, even in the case of mechaber malata b'moed, which till now we've not seen any heter for that, even by Deborah Obed, where you're allowed to do it, even by Suman, you can't be Mechaba Malata Lemoyed. Over here, it could be Mechaba Malata Lemoyed. So it's mutter kigur l'sakin hadrochim. If there's a need to the roads need fixing, v'lahosir mehem amichshalus. There, you know, the sakin drachim. I'm not sure that the vav was correct in the sense of the heter of being sakin drachim was in order to remove there is potential dangerous spots. There was pits and there was rocks, etc. You know, they were walking on this dirt path. If you don't remove them, somebody's going to can trip and hurt themselves. Said the tzarich rabim to remove those items. So just that you like a nice paved road, which we have nowadays, wouldn't necessarily be a tzarich rabim. Be dealing with a situation where it was not safe, so that would be something which is definitely tzarich rabim to address. They used to regularly remark where the kvoris were people. Therefore, the kahanim would not get near and be metame the chumas. So that's mutter. Kahanim would not get near over this and be metame. So that's part of the responsibility of the tzibur. So they're allowed to mark those kvorim where they are. Well, the sakanim mikvos. Worst case, but there was a case where the mikvos, were run off from the river, so there was silt, etc. Things would get into it. You need to clean it out and dig it out. So it should be able to be functional. That's all mutter. Now, zatim ramah, but the afkut said rabbim kigun keelish srichim legufa adam. But when you say this, het tzeharam, these are things which there's a direct benefit directly to the person. He's walking; he shouldn't hurt himself. He's able to travel in the mikveh; he shouldn't become tamei. So that's what type of tzeharam we're referring to. However, avoshar tzeharam, other types of tzeharam. So going binyan beis haknesses. So it's a tzarich rabim that they build a shul. So even though there's a mitzvah, etc., also lasses b'moyed, you cannot do cholamoyed. Within the shar tzarich mitzvah, also lasses malacha uman malachas uman b'moyed. So, but the tzarich mitzvah, ma'ase hedyad is mutter, ma'ase uman is aser. Zatim mishabura aleph tzarich rabim mutter. The da the chol tzarich rabim is mutter. Something which is tzarich rabim is mutter. I feel kibnu malachton b'moyed. Megamer for hesia ubatarich gadol. Even though there is mechav malachton b'moyed, it was something which is visible. It's something which is tircha meruba. Still, they're matter. B'tam shetiru b'kibin malachton. Why did we allow b'kibin malachton? The chol tzarich rabim enem nigmorim ela b'shosh shehem b'talem kulam umischarbim yachad. Tzarich rabim, many times the only way you can get it done is by having people available to help. V'mo yasa achshav v'yisbat l'dobre. Therefore, chol hamoed is a very good time to get it done because the people will be available to help you because they're not busy everything else. So it comes out that part of the tzarich rabim, the part of the tzarich rabim is to allow that chol hamoed should be mutter. Because you don't do it now, it's a very good chance it's not going to happen. If you have a person who has the ability to take these steps without getting the tzibur together, and he can hire people, he can do whatever he says, he doesn't need the rabbim to come together and have the town hall meeting and decide it, etc. He has the power to do it without that. So then he can't be mechav malat the moyed. He's putting on the calendar, a week before, a week afterwards. But over here, the pshat is that you need to get everybody together to discuss the issue. So the first chance you're going to have to do that necessarily might be chol hamoed. B'yesh v'zat shnei chilukim. However, in this case of mechav malat the moyed, we're going to have two categories. So tzarich rabim, it's mechav malat on the moed, and we're going to be matarit to do chol hamoed. So it depends. Deem who maisa umen, and what the elman kent shahu tzarcher hamoyet. To do it in maisa umen, you have to have also in conjunction with the fact that there's some benefit for now of what's being done now on Yom Tov. Imu maisa hedit tzarfila imhu rak tzarch acher hamoyet. But it's a maisa hedit. That's more to even after Yom Tov. So nowadays, really, just going back to, so nowadays, like, once you have this point of the brackets of the Mishnah Berurah, which he quotes for the Magen Avraham, if you have somebody in charge who has the ability to do that without getting the tzibur together, so any city which has, you know, any, in Eretz Yisrael, all the cities have the Iriyah, so there's obviously not going to be any heter, because they don't need the, they, you know, they're higher than they're given a mandate, and now they can do it themselves. That's the case of the Manig. That would be true theoretically in the Chutz Loretz also, if you'd have a type of situation. Okay.
Base good.
So you're allowed to be misak and drachim. That's a filo ma'is umen shari b'zeh kimish adar b'zeh tzarech kam b'moyet. So tikkun drachim is something which people need now. So based on my criteria before, I said that something which is tzarech rabim plus that there's an immediate need now. So then even ma'is umen is mutter. If there isn't an immediate need, then ma'is umen is aser. But that the road should be safe, that's people should be able to walk there safely, that's considered an immediate need. So even though there's no sakana about that, but it's, so it's mutter because that's called tzarech hamoyet. Gimel hashemim and the shalos b'gemara isa d'vachyavim b'zeh shalo ye'iyah k'shevach damim im yerab b'chshol ayin shom. It's not just a heter to address the paths, the streets, that there shouldn't be places where people can stumble, but it's a chiyuv. Because you don't want to have a situation where a person will trip and potentially can endanger their life. Dalal is talking to mikvos to fix, correct any issues they have in the mikvah. Who are then the chakila gam ken mutalas is mikvah b'chol amoid. You're allowed to make a mikvah. Doing the chafiras bor b'sif beis, similar to the idea of digging a cistern. However, that's a ma'aseh umen. So, if it's a ma'aseh umen involved in it to build, you know, the whole building process is considered a ma'aseh umen. So then, it's only mutter. If it's tzarech rabim, it also needs to be tzarech hamoyed. But dafka kishtia nigmeres a chalamoyed, the matia tzarech hamoyed, the lavochi aser the ma'aseh umen. So the heter of tzarech rabim again is a heter for ma'isa hedyet, for something which is not a, which is the ma'isa umen, it has to be tzarech hamoyed. Another way of saying it, I guess, just putting it in categorizing it, would be that let's say this right. Tzarech rabim is a heter for ma'isa hedyet. A. There's a heter of tzarech hamoyed. Tzarech hamoyed, when a case it's also tzarech rabim, there's a heter even from ma'aseh umen. And tzarech hamoyed, which is not tzarech rabim, is only mutter ma'aseh hedyot. But that is all under the umbrella of the heter of tzarech hamoyed. Okay. So that'll apply to the case of the mikvah also. Whether it's making a new mikvah or even fixing the mikvah will also be the same thing. If it's a ma'aseh umen involved in fixing it, so it's only mutter if it's going to be ready before Yom Tov is over. Tzarech rabim ke'elu, other types of tzarech rabim. So the Rambam says only these types of tzarech rabim which are directly needed for gufa adam. Tzarech rabim ke'elu, b'hu adin, the sak and merichot tzarech rabim, she'esh b'em tzarech guf, im la'yirchot, it's called a tzarech rabim, if the bathhouse needs to be fixed. The tzarech guf, if you don't do that, that's something similar. It's something directly on the person's body. If it's ma'aseh umen, it should be completed on chol hamoed. Kagan Binyan, basically, says, however, something like building a shul. So that's not going to be mutter. That's not going to be mutter to do on Malachas Uman, a Kolomoid. This is the Bruce Nogger. I feel the Binyan, that's a mitzvah, clearly, spiral by Bavoy Blasora. It's a shul. They have no other place to daven. It's not called Tzarek Kuf Adam. And therefore, it's called Tzarek HaMoyed, but not Tzarek Kuf Adam. So it's Tzarek HaMoyed, you need it should be a Maaseh Hedyot. But building something is not a Maaseh Hedyot, so there's no Heter. Now, Vafila Hiskel Mikvar Liv Noisik. He already started the process of building it, the contractor. All he has to do is finish it. Is also neshu tzarich ma'ase umen l'zeba. You need a ma'ase umen involved. Now, because the person come on the person and said, "Listen, you know, that's very nice on theoretically on paper, but practically, this man says, 'Habi bini mesek kneses davro oved chshina shemiyam ten achram ver yakwa akam elib noisei.' Right now, you have the permits, and they're allowing you to build that shul. Picture in Europe." With anti-Semitism, right? You don't stop, because if you stop, it's very possible the time you're ready to start again after Yom Tov, they'll rescind their permission that they gave. So it's like a number of it. You need it right now because you might be lost afterwards. Remember, Mordechai Kosa called the female Gemazman. That really depends on what's the society. You know, what type of society you're talking about. Okay. Sever my Mordechai Kosta the Kol Vayin. I vein the dine the Mashen of Royas Ayn Shom. So is it double of it? Depends. You have to be honest with the type of situation that you're talking about. In some places it is, in some places it's not. You know, say in America that's a concern. Stam or not? Maybe soon it'll be, but right now it's not. Lasis Vayin. So therefore, the Rambam said, building a shul is not what to do with Moed. Because of Bashari Chuba, Sibsa, Kut, and Zayin. Nogal asad of Tzecher Rabban v'chol Moed. The minhag is to be allowed to make arrangements for Tzecher Rabban. For example, Amanos Gaboyim u'Parnosim, to appoint the Gaboyim and the Parnosim, the leaders of the community. But if over here you need to write and document what's taking place, so lo yitav ksav asheris, shouldn't write ksav asheris, kim meshita ksav shalonu. You have to write either ksav meshita, it's called ksav meshita, was similar to our. The Yiddish writing that they had, except a different type, or non-Jewish alphabet, except a Jewish umen, but except a Shuri has a din like Maisa Umen. So you want to drop up this beautiful, nice document, and except a Shuri, you know, authorizing him, not interested. It's not Tzarech Haguf, so there's no Heter Maisa Umen. Whereas Ekstam Ksav is considered Maisa Hedyot, and therefore Maisa Hedyot, the Tzarech Moed is Mutter. Tzarech Mitzvah, even though Tzarech Mitzvah, you can't do Lechasumim B'Moed.
What's considered
Maisa
Hedyot?
Ksav,
Ksav?
Other Ksavim, not Asheris. But to learn, the Maisa Hedyot, Mitzvah, Lo Mechani Lachat, Mishul Zeh, Melechasumim, Afshe Tzarech L'B'Moed. The fact that it's a Mitzvah, doesn't generate a heter of the Malach HaZuman. Even a situation where the person would need it on Chol HaMoed, but it's not Tzarech HaGuf, they weren't Matim Malach HaZuman. I said, "You mutter the tzarich hamoyed af kishem mitzvah." And Abba Simon Tov Kamelos said, "Hey," and my say, "Hedyan anyway is mutter." So where's the kid? So tzarich mitzvah doesn't play any role. My say, "Hedyan is mutter anyway." My say, "Umen even a tzarich hamoyed." We don't mount a tzarich hamoyed unless it's tzarich goof. This is a tzarich mitzvah, so it's not going to be relevant. The tzarich mitzvah becomes irrelevant. Let's hold it here. So holding by Sif Beis. So I guess the question which I have.